Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, I apologize for how things have gone so far, but what do you expect for the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza? Before we get back to the mayhem, however, I got to go to the phones or via the web. We got Ross from the UK. She wants to check in real quick because there's some big news going on across the pond, or at least some news in her neck of the woods that she wants to share with the world. Ross, how are you? And Merry Christmas.
Fine. Yeah, I'm Merry Christmas to you, Greg.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of Christmas shopping, but I thought you would like to hear this news from Dan about the Rolex Dive of the Year Award.
Oh, always. So what do you got? What's going on?
Oh, well, it comes out annually every year, and it's given to a deserving individual who's made a significant contribution to dive safety or the Dan mission over last year.
Right.
And Dan's announced that it's happening again this year, and Rolex is very kindly supporting it again this year. And the deadline is New Year's Eve.
Okay. So they got till the end of the year to nominate someone for the Dan Rolex Diver of the Year. They'll get a Rolex, by the way, which is pretty cool in itself. But obviously, that's not really the purpose. The purpose is just to recognize someone who's made a cool contribution to dive safety. And Dan supports that cause as well as, obviously, Rolex. So it's a prestigious award, to say the least, but a great way to recognize somebody for just doing awesome work. So important.
If you know anybody, Greg, or if anybody of the listeners know, they know somebody's made a big contribution to dive safety in the last year, contact Dan, Google it up, Dan Rolex Award. You'll find all the information, get a letter in by New Year's Eve, and who knows, you might actually get an unsung hero recognized for their outstanding work that they've done in dive safety.
That is awesome. Roz, thank you so much. I'll let you get back to your Christmas shopping because I know you're out there trying to find something really big and expensive for me. So I really don't want to keep you from that effort. You hear what I'm saying?
Certainly, Greg. I'll bring it with me to Beneath the Sea
in
March.
That works. I love it. Roz from the UK, always a pleasure. Take care, Roz.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So there you go. Now we're back to the chaos here in the studio. Bubble Boy, Barrier, South Florida super fan, and of course Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor.
Can I say something?
Santa. He
Can
actually
I say
is wearing
something?
His Santa. Yeah, okay.
Kate,
go ahead.
Is this on?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, what do you got? What? Don't do that.
I'm impressed with you.
You're impressed with me.
I for the first time you had an interesting guest.
What, Roz from the UK?
How did you get Sharon Osbourne on the horn?
Well, I know people.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
I love Ozzy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think? If she sat on your lap, what would you give her? I mean, that didn't sound right.
I'm sorry.
Has she been a good girl this year? Does Roz from the UK deserve something to be checked off her diver list for the upcoming year?
She needs to book Ozzy to come to Florida and give a concert.
Okay, why am I bothering trying to talk any sense to him? All right.
My fallback is Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Where we play lots of Kiss music.
Really? Is that what that is?
It's Merry Christmas.
I thought you were getting into some kind of sexual harassment problem.
Yes, no Beth. We have a strict no Beth policy we adhere to.
Hmm. Okay.
Only the up-tempo rockers.
Obviously.
And also, I want to know where the photos I was supposed to receive. Is Don on the phone?
Who? What are
That's
you
the
talking
last
about?
Time.
I swear to God.
What are you talking about?
I want someone to make a concerted effort to use his brain.
That would be...
Never mind.
It just doesn't
Christmas
happen.
Is canceled. Everybody go home.
This is the Scuba Radio Crap Stravaganza show, as you can tell if you're just tuning
yes,
in.
Yes, and it reminds me of the Atlanta airport.
Take two.
A mess.
The power is off. The light has gone off.
This has been a horrible rehearsal. When do we actually go live on the air?
Well, we do have the Scuba Cowboy with us now, so we have some musical entertainment.
Finally, some talent.
Serenade us, possibly. Pup, how are you, buddy? Are you there? He was there. Did you scare him away?
Greg, never brag about somebody
in a ruddy wolf.
Don't.
Wait, what? I heard Pup there for a minute. Is he there? Say something.
Is that better?
Now I hear you. Yes.
Pop the magic dragon.
Yeah, it is Mike.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yes.
God bless us all.
He's probably still in holiday mode because, you know, we spent Christmas in Curacao together.
I know, right, man? I'm still on the Christmas cloud.
There you go. See?
Now,
Santa, you can relate.
Pop, can you answer something for me?
Oh, boy. Sorry.
I don't know, Santa, but I can try.
Now, when you play your guitar and you sing your songs.
Yeah, when he does that. He does that
now,
often, yeah.
He's all over, right? He's like international superstar recording artist.
Santa, Bring Me a Manta is a great tune for the holidays.
I love all of Pup's music, but what is it called? Crotch rock? What do you call it?
No, trop rock.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
I'm
so sorry.
I'm sorry, you can edit that.
You know where you spend your off season, Santa? Down in the tropics.
Yeah, see? Do you?
Trop is short for tropic.
There you go.
Because it would be hard to just say ick.
Yes, it would be. Oh, boy.
God. I never heard of such a thing, but okay.
Oh, gosh. He doesn't get out
call
much.
It tropical.
There, pup.
Beach music.
But what are you doing this weekend? Are you gigging? For the holidays?
Hey, you ever play Wet Willie
in
the Beach
Club? I had a show last night. Show this morning. I just got back, and I have a show with the band this evening, and then I have a show tomorrow night in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And then I'm headed to Oklahoma to see my grandbabies for Christmas.
Very nice. Are any of those diver gigs? Or are these, you know, what are you doing?
No, not really.
Okay.
No,
nope. Just
I mean, you know, I meet divers, lots of divers.
Well, of course, you're always recruiting. Yeah,
yes.
But Christmas in Curacao, you know, he got some inspiration maybe for a new tune that he's working on.
Sweet.
Yeah. Can you sprinkle any magic dust on his creative process there, Santa, and help him?
Doesn't need my help.
I don't think I want Santa sprinkling on me.
He doesn't want my help.
True.
You know, he sounds like he's had a bit to drink.
He's got his usual. Pup has his own band, Wet Willie and the Beachcombers.
That is not
they
accurate.
They are a hot combo, me tell you.
That is not even close to being accurate.
Wet Willie and the Beachcombers.
No. You're just making stuff up. You're just blurting out nonsense.
Why would I do that?
Because you've been drinking too much rum, obviously.
He drank all three glasses.
Jeez.
No, that was sampling. There's a difference.
That was a large sample.
When you're a connoisseur like myself, you sample.
You know, that rum that you're drinking was supposed to go in the eggnog. It was not supposed to be just drank straight like you guys are doing.
Well,
jeez.
Why don't you put a label on the bottle that says, for eggnog only.
Craig, that's not eggnog. That's my spit cup.
Oh.
Do not ingest. Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
Yep.
How much of that did you have?
Oh, my God.
Too late.
Alcohol will kill it.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, what do you want diving-wise for Christmas there, pup? I got a ukulele. What do you got? I get one, you get one, too?
Yeah, I think I like that. Yeah, I think another ukulele in the guitar, you know.
What do you mean, your little guitar?
Like yours.
Oh, you want a fiber. Yeah, one of the carbon fiber close guitars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you
that
just,
would be awesome, too.
If you're going to puke, go outside. Seriously.
I'm good.
Not on the equipment.
I'm all right. I'm not going
to puke. Oh, my gosh. This is so bad.
I don't know. We had such a great time in Curacao. It's going to be hard to top that.
It is. It's going to be very hard to top it, for sure.
Keep reminding Santa of that.
The Scuba Cowboy wants a new guitar for Christmas. Can you make that happen?
Yeah, whatever. Get out of here. Santa can't really talk right now.
We were having Bubble Boy sit on Santa's lap and kind of, kind of as a stand-in for everybody to get their Christmas wish into Santa. Is that okay now?
Small car wash.
Could you
bucket,
jump up?
Perhaps.
Jump up there, Bubble Boy, and jump up and down on his lap right now.
Whoa!
He really is. Bubble
I said
Boy.
Outside.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Get a shovel.
This is so wrong.
You have kitty litter. Put it down on there.
Wow. Gosh, I apologize.
Blood vessel for that. That's a waste of rum.
All right, a Bubble Boy, you can get up now. Seriously. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
I'm Frosty.
But he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry. I'll be back to jump one day."
Don't you get all slushy too?
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come
on. Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Hurry now.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump. Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Frosty the Snowman, with his magic hat. And Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa has a magic hat as well. And
I'm not touching that hat.
No, I think you ought to put it back on. Because you have a tendency to turn into a much more respectable human being. Could you just slip it on and give us some real Santa Claus, Christmas spirit?
It's really hard to do that.
Drunken.
It takes a lot out of me.
Maniac that you are. Come on, just one. Okay. Just for me. Here we go. All right, he slips it on.
There we go, Greg.
Wow.
Have you been a good boy?
Actually, Santa, I have.
I don't know about that.
No, really, really.
Remember that one night?
I would really, like to get something really nice.
It's all a matter of public record.
I already
don't
got my.
Lie to Santa.
It doesn't really matter. I already got my ukulele for Christmas.
You can look it up. Anyone can.
You can't take it back. I already got
Google
it.
Google search.
No, I already got
Orange
my ukulele.
Orange County, Florida.
I got a little head start on Christmas, and I got my Christmas gift early. But I would like a diving gift for the new year.
Well,
so,
we have to talk to the judge and see what he says.
That's not what I was talking about, but. But you'll if I
oh, have you made bail?
Oh, take it off. This is take off the hat.
No.
I told you something bad was going to happen.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, it can't get any worse unless
I feel fine, by the way. Thank you for asking.
Let's go to the phones. 888-88-SCUBA. Who is this on the Scuba Radio hotline of all places? Hello. Come in. Are you there?
Hello. Hola, ¿cómo está? Muy bien, gracias.
I thought we had somebody on the line.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
hey. You pay any attention to what's going on during this program?
Who are you talking to me?
I've been talking for the past 20 minutes.
Oh, you have? This,
yes.
That sounds like
you
Bill.
You didn't hear one word I said,
is that
you?
Bill the producer?
That is Bill the producer.
I know that voice anywhere.
Well, yeah. How are you, Bill?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Are you calling on the hotline because there's a problem?
I'm calling on the hotline because I feel it's the most insulated line, and I'm not likely to get any of Scuba Santa on me.
Well, that
well, the night is young, my friend.
Plus of working remotely, for sure. How are you? Long time no chat, though, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Well, that's been on purpose.
Okay. Well, that's fine, I think. I assume so. But you're still having a good Christmas regardless, or a better one than you would be if you were in here in the studio with us, I assume.
Everyone is.
Yeah. Are you calling?
Everyone is having a better Christmas than you.
Okay. Good point. Would you like to...
That's it. Think positive.
You know what? I am all about sharing the joy of Christmas, and we do have Bubble Boy in the studio with us, and he is acting as a stand-in for people like yourself who don't really want to... They want to maintain a barrier between Drunken Santa and themselves. So would you like...
Literally everyone does.
Yeah. So, Bill, I'm going to have...
Don't let him lick you.
No, Bubble Boy's,
don't let him lick you.
Bubble Boy's going to stand in and sit on Drunken Santa's lap, and then you can ask Santa what you'd like for Christmas. Go for it, Bill. What would you like to tell Santa that you would like for Christmas?
Scuba Santa?
Yeah.
This is what I'd like. I would like in 2018 to be able to go on a Scuba Radio trip.
Whoa.
I'd like that to happen.
What do you think? Santa, could you make this happen?
Can that happen?
Do what now?
You weren't even listening. You were too enthralled with having Bubble Boy in your life.
No, I wasn't really. I was sort of listening.
Yeah.
Stop touching.
No, don't dodge it. Come on, Santa.
What did
you
say?
It happen?
He said he would like to go on a Scuba Radio dive trip in 2018. Could you make that Christmas miracle come true?
Yeah, whatever.
Do you even know who you're talking to? This is Bill, the producer.
The guy who used to be able to keep you out of the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That used to be my primary function at this time of the year.
And look at you now.
just everywhere.
Come back, Bill. Please.
100%.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill.
I'm going to put CJ in charge of this.
You should. Boy. He's a fine fellow.
I don't know about that.
Listen, Bill, if that is your real name, probably William, isn't it?
You make a strong argument, Scuba Santa.
Santa knows this kind of crap.
Middle name the last name producer. And your point is what?
Yes.
I forget what I was going to say.
I did.
I believe you.
Okay. Yeah, can you make that happen for him, though? Well, he wants a dive trip for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
He's been good?
Yeah,
he's on the good boy list?
It's done right now.
It's just done, huh?
I'll email you where to call to confirm.
And send his money?
Wait, hold on. Wait a second.
No, it's all taken care of.
It's all taken care of, really.
Thank you very much, Scuba Santa.
I
appreciate that.
How many days, how many nights? I mean, it's up to you. We could do a liveaboard.
Yeah.
I think 4 days, 7 nights would be good.
All right.
4 days, 7 nights. All right.
Hey, while I'm at it, why don't I just send you to a yacht in Ibiza?
Ibiza?
Let's do it.
Really? Okay.
I'm on it.
Is there good diving there?
Or, when that's done, we go to the Playboy Mansion.
You know, I think...
Did you say we?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to show you where it is.
He has Bubble Boy on his lap right now, so you'll have to forgive him if he's slightly distracted and where he wants to go at the moment. So,
God, I hope that's a pocket
Bubble Boy,
knife.
You can get up now.
Santa gave me a trip to Madagascar.
He's giving you a trip somewhere right now, I think.
You said you wanted to see the hissing roaches.
That's right.
I don't think that's the North Pole. But anyway, regarding everything,
they don't have
Merry
roaches
Christmas.
In the North Pole.
Yeah, okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
to you
Christmas,
well,
Bill.
You know, the elves will eat the roaches if you let them.
I think Bill has to go.
I'm going to go. I have many, many more important things to do.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bill.
Bill, the producer.
Bye, Bill. Bill,
long
the producer.
Time, no chat.
Hey, guard
Merry
those nuts.
Christmas, one and all.
Yes, it's a Christmas miracle for sure.
You got to guard your nuts this type of year.
I don't even know what that means.
Hey, Santa.
Nutcrackers everywhere.
Casey is stepping up to your lap. What
Santa,
do you got, Casey?
I have one I think you could arrange for all of us. We'd like to go diving with the drinking pigs.
Oh, the
that's not very nice.
The swimming pigs.
Jimmy is right here. He can hear
why?
You.
Why? Because the pigs would be competition? What?
Santa?
Why do you have him on the show?
What? Because he's... Casey, he's my old dive buddy.
I'm serious. Why?
No, wait. Well, the drunk pigs or the swimming pigs? There's actually two. That's two different groups there, Casey.
All right. Set us up on a trip for both.
Okay.
Would you settle for Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs?
No, we would not. But no, there's actually an island in the Caribbean where they where the pigs are in a pen,
Greg,
and they drink
Greg.
Beer. They drink
nobody
beer.
Or, cares.
But, well, no, but they got
literally nobody cares.
He's talking about Cape Urethra.
Wait. Jerry knows this because he's an expert in these things. What are you saying, Jerry?
They're on non-alcoholic beer now. Chris.
They're on non. Okay, they're more
that's
responsible.
Santa probably wouldn't be interested.
Okay,
that's big fun.
All right, we'll make that Christmas miracle come true. I think that's a doable.
Yeah, whatever.
Thing. Yeah. I apologize. Right. All right, more fun.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is our Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza show. We have the Drunken Santa in the studio with us. I've apologized profusely throughout the broadcast before. And I'm sure after I will have to make a few announcements as well. However, the point has been to have him in the studio and allow people to get the a straight line to Santa's lap. And ask as a diver what they would like for Christmas.
I did not agree to this.
Well, you didn't think you weren't going to work at all today, did you?
Yes. Kind of did.
Well, sorry.
I thought it was a Christmas party with mermaids.
It is a Christmas party.
And I told you.
And I
mermaid,
told
you. You said, hey, can people sit on your lap on the show? And I said, hell no. But if you have some mermaids, sure.
I said, close your eyes and picture a mermaid on your lap.
Yes,
and
no one has those
Bubble
kind
Boy
of mental powers.
Well, still, you could do...
Who am I, Tony Robbins?
I don't know. I don't know who you are sometimes.
I don't have that kind of mental power.
I don't know what you are outside this persona that you absorb.
Well, children think I'm Santa Claus, old jolly old Saint Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, Santa, I'll make you a trade.
God, this guy's still on.
Hey, I was going to offer you a bottle of rum.
Oh!
Wait a minute, there's always a catch.
Well, he wants to sit on your lap, obviously.
I want to sit on your lap, and then I need a new BC, because I destroyed mine when we dove in Turks
and Caicos.
What did you do?
I hate to say it, because it's going to lead right into something terrible, but I overinflated it, and it blew out.
He had a blowout.
Paper three.
Of his BC.
Those things aren't cheap, you know.
Okay. There's the rum.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
It's rum. Cool. It's a done deal?
Yep.
So no milk and cookies.
I'll have it by the chimney when you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And it'll be full, or will it have magically evaporated?
I promise nothing. I just tried it in a bottle.
I don't know what he said there.
I think he just stroked out. You may want to send medical emergency.
We'll look into that. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo,
small and brown, he comes from you.
Sit on the toilet, here he comes,
squeezing tween your festive buns. A present from down below, spreading joy with a howdy ho. He's seen the love inside of you, 'cause he's a piece of poo.
Well, hold on, that's not appropriate. I really, you know, I let the Drunken Santa pick one of our Christmas songs today.
You don't like really, that song?
It's
awesome.
It's kind of festive, I guess, but, you know, it's not really appropriate.
He loves me. I love you.
Yeah. It's a Christmas classic in your eyes, obviously.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Better than the crap you normally play.
That's not true.
Song that festers in your heart.
No, that is not true. And by the way, I think it festers in your stomach initially.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, look, this is the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza, which kind of does allow something obnoxious to fit in. And we have Drunken Santa in the studio, and Bubble Boy is acting as a stand-in lap sitter. And so I'm going around the crew today.
Damn
and
you.
Giving them the opportunity to have a direct line to Santa's lap. And ask what they want for Christmas. Ask Santa directly.
All right, let's get it over with.
You're granting Christmas wishes, and so, you know, it is kind of a magical thing, and it might spark an idea for anyone, any diver on your list or diver listening in. Like, yeah, hey, I want one of those too. Now, Bubble Boy is once again acting as stand-in, and Barry from South Florida, our South Florida super fan, actually came up all the way from Fort Lauderdale today to be in the studio, and I know he's regretting that now. However, being that he's in the studio, he has asked for Bubble Boy to still stand in for him as far as sitting on Drunken Santa's lap.
No rest for the weary.
It's scary, man.
Very smart man.
Sorry. And so go ahead, get it back up on there.
It's like climbing on
Please, Bubble Boy, chair. Please do this for me.
Let's all do right. this, come on.
All right, then Barry, go ahead. You got a direct line to all Santa. Right. Tell him right.
what do you want.
Christmas.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Is he comfortable?
What do you want?
I want 100 cubic foot nitrox tank.
All right.
Wait, what?
He wants a nitrous tank.
Nitrox.
100 nitrox cubic tank. Foot.
Not
an 80
to put in your Camaro.
Why do you want 100?
Because 80s are too small. I mean, if you're using nitrox, you have more bottom time, right?
True.
But if you empty out your tank, you don't have any more bottom time.
Hmm. Okay. So he wants more nitrox to breathe underwater. Santa, can you make that?
He wants a nitrous kit to go on his Camaro.
Right.
No, that is not.
I don't think you heard him correctly.
No, he wants a nitrox.
You're not even using real headphones.
Give him more rum.
Things sticking in your ears. You look ridiculous.
What are you throwing a bottle of rum in to help entice him?
I'll throw 2 bottles of rum.
2 bottles of rum for 1 bottle of nitrox.
What is this? 100 flea market? We're bartering now?
Well, it's rum. They just figure.
I'll take it.
They want to talk your language.
Sold.
Okay. All right, so
25.
Greg, this is the first time I've ever ordered from Santa.
That's true, because he's Jewish.
Yeah, I celebrate Hanukkah, so you've made my day.
How about that? He might convert just because of you, Santa.
Thank you, Bubble Boy, for sitting on his lap.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine.
Oh, that's awkward.
Bubble Boy, next Santa sit, why don't you get a running start?
It won't help.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
What? That's not appropriate.
Santa.
Santa, really. It could be kids listening.
Santa doesn't speak like that.
I think he said, kiss my ashes.
Ho, ho, ho. Is that what it was?
Let me give a quick...
Sure, that's what we heard.
Yeah, is he Scuba Radio Santa or Scuba Radio Sinterklaas?
I don't know.
Are you Dutch? Are you part Dutch? I mean, Pup and I just were in Curacao. We learned about the...
Yeah, you're... We...
Yeah, you know, legend of Sinterklaas.
You're douchey.
I think he's more akin to Black Pete, but, you know, hey, that's just...
Yeah, Black Pete. It could be a Black Pete thing.
Santa, I hope that's a lump of coal in your shorts.
Or it could be Black Pete in his shorts. I don't know.
Sucks so bad.
It's Mr. Hanky. Mr. Hanky Poo.
Oh, just stop it. Just stop it. We were not supposed to go there, boys.
Boys, not I hope you said Roy.
Okay, Santa. I don't want to get on your bad side.
Pickle
don't
jars,
put me on
my
your naughty
friend.
List.
Pickle jars.
Pickle jars. Forget it. That's not appropriate. All right, so...
Indian rug.
Are you going to make his diving wish come true? For Christmas,
I guess.
Get him in a nitrox tank.
I guess.
Does Santa ever want to go diving again on the surprise?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I guess he does. He wants to go dive for lobsters down in Fort Lauderdale.
Santa, that means you had to put out or swim.
I'm terrified.
Oh, boy, that was an awkward silence.
The pregnant
moment
pause.
There, for sure. All right, well, Jerry the Diver Guy, being that you created that moment, it's probably only appropriate.
Sounds like an Eric Douglas novel.
I can't follow up with that.
You sure you can. Sure you can. And Bubble Boy is standing in for you on his lap, so get back up
I
on
don't
there,
know
Bubble
how
Boy.
Much longer I can hold on.
That's
he's enjoying
Mike,
this.
That's the next Mike Scott novel.
It is?
What? Let's stay awake.
Man overboard.
Warn others.
Man overboard? What do you mean?
Crisis on the poop deck.
Okay. Eric's not here today to be inspired, and that's probably a good thing, because that'd probably create an instant dose of writer's block. I have no question about it. All right, but Jerry the Diver Guy is in the mountains of Virginia and far away from Santa's lap, but thanks to Bubble Boy, he can vicariously get his Christmas wish into Drunken Santa. So
I think he probably already told me.
He probably no, he didn't tell you.
I think he already wrote
Jerry, what do you want for Christmas?
Something.
Well, actually, diving I want two things.
Oh,
two things.
He's greedy.
One diamond.
Real estate is off the list.
One diamond and one non-diamond.
What? One diving and one non-diving.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, since I'm a great person and very thankful for everything,
yeah,
I would like to give back to you all.
You'd like to give to us?
Especially everybody except Drunken Santa. I would like to give you all some Febreze for later on.
Oh, get rid of the stench. Very nice. Yes.
The thing that I want for me is to be able to go over and spend time with my great friends in Bimini and do some shark diving.
Ah, there you go.
Well, hold on. Back up.
Uh-oh.
Back up.
What?
Who?
What?
Who is Febreze? Is that an Orlando Magic dancer?
It complements Mr. Hanky.
I don't know all of them, but I know a couple. And I don't recall Febreze.
Well, really, you know, Bubble Boy's the only one who's going to really need any kind of, you know, cleanup.
He's going to need Lysol.
The rest of
hey,
us,
I got
permanent.
Sick.
What?
I got sick earlier, if you don't remember.
I do remember this. I do.
So
you
I
didn't
need,
clean it
I
up
need,
either.
I need to clean up.
You need to clean up. What about Bubble
If you don't
Boy?
Mind, He's I'd like to use your master bathroom if I could.
No, that will not
All
happen.
I need are a few towels.
I got a hose in the back.
I need a few towels and a floor with good drainage.
No.
Sounds like the car wash. Yeah. Take him to the car wash, Greg.
Yeah. Well, you want to go dive with hammerheads over in Bimini, though.
Yeah.
What about that, Drunken
Yeah,
Santa?
You and everybody else.
It is hammerhead season in Bimini right now. Matter of fact, next week, I think I'm going to check in with the dive god and find out exactly what's going on.
I will talk to Neil Watson and see what I can do.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're usually sold out at this time of year because so many people are wanting to do those dives.
I actually looked up Neil's website, and he is booked through the next season.
Yeah, see, he's calling now, evidently.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's
Hello.
Magic. That
can
is magic.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. What's going on? Well, I know he's booked up, but he was talking about...
he's booked.
He was talking about expanding their spot by starting another boat.
Adding another boat, yeah.
Yeah. So
if we could get a good word from Santa, maybe he'd put together a special trip for us.
I'll talk to him.
Who? Who are you going to talk to?
Neil.
Just tell him that. Oh. Just tell Neil Jr. that I sent you.
I got it.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Jr. has a beard, and he was talking about doing something underwater as Santa this weekend. You've seen him. He kind of looks like you, like a younger version and less smelly version of you.
Okay, what's your point?
I'm saying you should have a direct line to him. You should be able to persuade him, being that you guys are kind of cut from the same cloth, so to speak. You know what I mean?
I don't follow.
You dive with, or he dives with sharks, with like 14-foot long hammerhead, great hammerhead sharks, and you drink rum.
And he dives with shards.
He dives with Mr. Hanky.
The only cloth that Santa's cut from is the bar towel.
That could be.
You damn right.
Okay. All right. That just didn't seem appropriate to say, but what's new? Why start saying appropriate stuff
Merry
now?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. It's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle. I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with Scuba Radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny. They should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on Scuba Radio.
I'm home.
On Scuba Radio.
Now,
ho, ho.
This won't hurt a bit.
I'm not so sure about that, but this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is our Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza edition 2017. And I've apologized profusely throughout the show at the beginning. I will once again. I am so sorry. But, you know, we have to have our fun when we're not diving, and that's what it's all about, having a little fun. Is it?
I don't apologize. You're doing the best you can.
True. The bar's pretty low, but that's okay because we're divers, you know? It doesn't have to be very high. Our standards are, we prefer to go low. You know what I mean?
They're, no, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, maybe we could call Dan and get Santa some time in one of the chambers.
Why would we want to do that and waste good money on a wasted, you know, thing like him?
Well, we'd have the moment or two when he came out, he might be sober.
I'm very unlikely.
We've never experienced that.
Jerry, the diver guy, I think said something, but I didn't get it. What'd you say, Jerry?
We don't want to stink the chamber up.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, the plus side would be that we'd probably only put him in there by himself, and that would kind of isolate him off from everyone else.
And, yeah, but then Santa in a pure oxygen situation might be flammable.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I heard that noise.
He would self-ignite.
Yeah, he could. It would take one little spark.
Like the sun.
Like the sun. It'd be a human combustion kind of thing.
Can we not talk about me catching on fire?
We could probably power the earth for a year.
Maybe. That is possible. He is full of a lot of energy. Or
a lot
fuel.
Or
well,
gases.
Yeah, very gassy, for sure. Okay, well, look.
Can we play another commercial?
No. We just got a little bit more to follow up with, and then we're done for the crap extravaganza. I think this one did live up to the hype. Would you agree with
that? There was hype? Was it?
It was more of a warning.
Yeah, was the hype like this is the worst show ever?
Yeah, maybe. But,
it ranks up there.
Yeah, it does. It'll go down in the annals
of
scuba radio history.
I'm trying to grant Christmas wishes.
I think you're coming down there, Drunken Santa. Or...
No.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
Ho. Now, Santa just probably needs some more ice.
Yeah, it could be. That would might help.
Greg, there's blood coming from his ears.
Hmm.
Earwigs. Ew. Earwigs.
What? I don't know even what that means. But hey,
Greg.
Has everyone been able to get their Christmas wish into Drunken Santa?
Yes, we've already done everybody.
Oh, well, what about me? Did I?
No,
get up there, Greg. You're up.
I already brought you all those.
Well,
stupid
I wanted
puppets.
Everyone else. I wanted everyone else to go first.
I already brought you all those stupid puppets.
True. No, Bubble Boy
get
has
a running
been sitting
start,
on your
Bubble
lap.
Boy, get a running start.
Well, Bubble Boy's been sitting on your lap the whole
shut
time.
Shut up.
He ought to be able to, you know, quit standing in for everyone else or sitting in and
well,
be able to get in his own.
Why don't you just crawl up
holding
there,
on for dear life.
Come on, Greg. You can do it.
Give Bubble Boy a break.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Where's, hey.
He looks so sad. He really needs a break.
Jane, what get off this crazy thing.
What I don't need is Bubble Boy. What I would not mind seeing is Bubble Girl.
Close your eyes.
Where's Bubble Girl?
Close your eyes. And
Drunken Santa. You're supposed to drink.
I'm not falling for that again.
Visualize.
I'm not falling for that again.
Greg.
No, you don't.
Greg, quick.
No,
while
you
his
don't.
Eyes are closed. Go, Greg.
No. Bubble Boy, tell him. What would you like for Christmas? Here's your shot.
I want to go on a dive trip with Greg to Coruscant.
That would be incorrect.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
What are you doing?
He said he wants to go to a city that's in Star Wars.
Didn't Coruscant get blown up?
Is that a city in Star Wars for real?
I thought it was an island off the coast of Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, too. I thought that was trying to say.
You're thinking of Jemima.
No, that was Croissant.
Huh.
That's a Pillsbury Christmas.
Weird. Okay, but is there any... Okay, you just want to... You want a dive trip for Christmas? Is that what it is, Bubble
Everybody
Boy?
Wants to go diving. We get it.
Yeah.
No, I just want a tank.
You just want a tank.
Yep.
All right. And,
Greg, what do you want? Let's get this over with. We don't have that much time left.
All right, well, since Bubble Boy's already up there on
that
your lap...
That big, huge clock is, like, blinking
I want Greg's Digimask and 3-year supply of batteries.
Ooh. Digimask.
The Digimask.
Which one? Which mask is that?
That's the one from Oceanic with the heads-up display.
That they don't make anymore?
Yeah. Well, you still have one. I know you still
have one, yeah.
Oh, that's a tall order.
Yeah, you're asking Santa to steal my data mask.
Yes. Now I have to go back in time to procure your precious treasures.
Get the DeLorean.
You're Santa. You can do anything.
True.
But this, that because I won't allow you to steal my mask.
I'll tell you what, though. If I go back in time, it's not going to be for this crap. It's going to go to hook up with Wonder Woman. Linda Carter in her prime.
Really?
Number one greatest.
What about
use
the new Wonder
time
Woman?
Machine.
Yeah, I know you're a fan.
Eh.
Really? The new one will kick his butt.
She's a little aggressive.
Yeah, the old
would you
one.
Would settle for Wonder Dog?
Yeah. You know
Wonder
what?
Wonder Bread.
I didn't get my wish out there, so I'll just say all I want is peace on earth and goodwill towards divers.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Greg, don't forget, everybody, don't eat the yellow snow.
Yeah, okay. Well, too late. Yeah. What do you think the appetizers were today, boys? All right, anyway, that's it for the Crap Stravaganza. Till next time, remember, it's always better. We're gang
down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.